say.
And you've got Off to the Races on our brand new start time here this morning, 9 a.m. I am Mike Bozich, and we certainly appreciate each and every one of you joining us on the program here this morning. My 96.7 FM WDLR AM 1270. Again, this is a permanent thing, 9 a.m. start time this Saturday starting, and of course, moving forward on Saturday. So make sure you mark that on your calendar. Put that in your cell phone. However they do it nowadays, however you guys keep track of things nowadays, make sure you do it. As you could tell, the 21st century is passing me by slowly but surely. But in any event, new start time, 9 a.m., and this is our debut at that 9 a.m. start time. And listen, this program would certainly not be possible without these fine folks that keep us in business here on this program each and every Saturday morning. They include the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association, Breed in Ohio, Buy in Ohio, Race in Ohio, and Win in Ohio. Also brought to you by our good friends at the Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. They've got caring down to a science. Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet and Drive Through Feed Store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. Well, we've got a very educational program here today. This is one of those programs that I like to call a timely show. You know, we kind of start trying to figure out, well, what are the topics of the show going to be, you know, about the beginning of the week. And, you know, and I couldn't really come up with anything because, you know, sometimes the winter is tough. And then I kind of thought, well, listen, winter, cold. And it's been a tough winter here so far in the Midwest. And some of the winter tracks, of course, our winter tracks, Miami Valley and the Northfield, have lost a couple of days. They've had to cancel over the last week, obviously because of the snow and the cold. And well, Northfield Park and Miami Valley have raced on over the last couple of nights. And Tuesday at Northfield Park, it was 5 degrees. And the fine folks at Northfield Park made it happen. The equine athletes made it happen. Our fine horsemen and horsewomen here in the state of Ohio made the card happen as it went out without a hitch. And I get a lot of questions, especially from newcomers to harness racing. Well, and they ask me, when is it too cold to race? When do you actually make the decision on a race card to cancel? And I've worked at a lot of different racetracks. And it's usually, first of all, it's a very tough decision because you've got horses that are shipping in from all over the place. It's not like you've got horses on the grounds that are ready to go. I mean, you've got horses coming in from all over that spent, in some cases, 2-3 hours of travel time one way to get there. And it's hard to, you know, tell them after you, you know, you train your horse for a week and get them ready and prepared for an event. And then you take the 3-hour drive and you finally get there and you brave the conditions and you brave the elements and you have to turn around and tell that horseman, well, we're not going to race today. Well, you know what? That's pretty much telling that horseman that this last week was a gigantic waste of time. So, and we've gotten better at this as an industry. It's really a team effort to make the decision because you've got the state involved, you've got the horsemen involved, and you've got the association involved. So you've got the judges, you've got the horsemen, and you've got, of course, the association, Northfield Park Track Management as well, or whatever track it is. And they all have to come to some kind of an agreement on whether to race or whether to not. And then you have to, you know, you have to make that decision in a timely fashion to where you don't have horses coming from all over the place. And then you have to keep in mind, this is what my point is coming down to here in a minute, because we've got a two-part interview, a very special two-part interview here today, which is going to address a lot of these concerns. Then you have to realize what part of the area you're in. Now, Northfield Park up in Cleveland, a suburban Cleveland, they are in a snow belt. So they can get snow at a moment's notice without it being properly forecasted. So it puts a lot of pressure on the track crew, puts a lot of pressure on the people that have to make the decisions, you know, because you have to keep the safety of the horse paramount, and you have to keep the safety of the horsewomen and horsemen paramount, and the drivers that are out there certainly, you know, doing their thing. You have to keep the safety of everybody involved paramount. So We called upon the expert, one of the experts in the industry, track representative of Northfield Park, Amy Holler, going to sit down and going to talk about the very issues, about braving the cold, about putting on a winter meet, and about all the different moving parts in the decision on when to cancel or when to go. So that's over my head. That's over my pay grade. That's why we brought in the expert, Amy Holler. And it's going to be a two-part interview. So segment two and segment three will feature track rep from Northfield Park, Amy Holler. We'll get the ball rolling right after this on Off to the Races on My96.7 FM, WDLR, and AM 1270. Back in a moment.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you could be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse-safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio, on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
And we're back here at Off to the Races, my 96.7 FM, WDLR and AM 1270. And right now we are joined by the one and only track representative of Northfield Park, Amy Holler. Amy, first of all, how long have you been the track representative there?
Well, actually, I've been at Northfield for 25 years, but 10 years before, well, yeah, no, gosh, 26 years. And 10 years before that, I was at Raceway Park in Toledo that no longer exists. So basically, I've worked for the OHHA for 35 years.
Oh, so basically, you're a newcomer.
I'm a newcomer. And ask around. I really don't know what I'm doing either.
Amy, tell us how did you get started? Kind of what made you kind of get into this role, and kind of tell us about your early days in the sport.
Well, that's the way a lot of us do in harness racing. I was born and raised in it. I grew up on a family farm where my granddad started us all training horses, and my mom was a trainer driver. Aunts and an uncle dabbled in it, and I thought I was going to go to college and get away from it, and I thought wrong, very wrong. So here I am.
And I know a track representative, I know, is kind of the middle person. I've worked at a lot of racetracks, and, you know, I kind of know what track representatives go through, because, you know, you kind of got to be that middle ground between, the association and the horseman. Tell us kind of, give us like what your day-to-day thing is and what your responsibilities are as a track representative.
Well, yeah, it's basically, like you said, it's a go-between between horsemen, management, horsemen, judges. My husband has his own stable there at the track, and I help him in the mornings for a few hours. So I'm at the track every morning, and basically anybody can drive by the barn, or if I'm up in my office, they'll stop. Anything from taking care of an insurance issue for somebody to dealing with trash not being picked up or our manure bins not being picked up correctly. And it's a very, very wide and varied situation. And I've kind of just grown into it over the years. You know, there's a lot of things that probably aren't my responsibility, but I take them on. It's just any way I can help. That's the way I've kind of described it over the years. Anything that I can do for somebody, if they need help, or I'm going to make it sound good and pass them on to somebody else that can actually get the job done for them.
You know, Amy, I was at the Little Brown Jug, of course, working on the radio program. And, you know, I seen you basically, you were running like a chicken with your head cut off doing a lot of different things, as were a lot of people there at the Little Brown Jug. It certainly takes a village to run a great show like that. But, you know, Amy, you've seen, you know, harness racing when it wasn't going so good in Ohio. And, of course, with the advent of expanded gaming has really, really helped. And it has certainly reinvigorated all the different aspects that go into harness racing in Ohio.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Especially everybody in these Midwest states. Without slots, we probably would not even be talking right now. And some do not like that, but it's just our reality now. You know, we can't survive without the casino infused money. It's just, like I said, it's a reality.
You know,
we just try to build a good product around it and make some fans along the way.
And one of the things, and I was talking to Frank Frost about this when I first met Frank, was, you know, Ohio was really late in the game as far as getting expanded gaming. I mean, by the time, you know, the state of Ohio got it, I mean, Delaware had it, Pennsylvania had it, New York, some of the other jurisdictions. But on the same token, even though there was a bit of a drought for you guys, I think, and I could see from a lot of the things, that a lot of the promotions and different things that you guys are doing, that maybe in a lot of situations, you guys learned from the mistakes of the jurisdictions that got in on the ground level.
Well, we had a lot of disappointments, you know, in the early 2000s, and we thought, you know, this was going to be our death toll. And as it turned out, things happened for a reason, because I like to say that we got it right with the slots in this state. We protected our product. And I mean, it's still a fight. Absolutely. Every day it's still a fight. We've got to keep the palms of our politicians that like harness racing. We've got to keep them greased, and that takes money. We got to get from horsemen to do that. But I think we're still on the right track. We're still a state that's a very positive when it comes to horse racing. They are our governor, and a lot of representatives realize what a economic boon it is, not only just through the sport and the gambling, but the agricultural aspect of it. And it's a big win for this state, and we hope to keep it that way.
And that's the thing, and I'm glad you brought that up, because agriculturally speaking, harness racing is a really wide-ranging economic boost. You know, Amy, on a personal level, back in 2024, you won the Rambling Willie Award, and I know that had to mean quite a lot to you. And I know Rambling Willie was kind of I was a big childhood fan growing up with Rambling Willie. I mean, I had all the merchandise, the hoof print with the autograph, the glass, you name it, I had it.
Well, I had a semi-family connection to Ramblin' Willie. Bob Farrington's nephew was married at one time to my aunt when he was racing. And when Willie retired, my aunt and grandma went out and picked, and I believe he was in Illinois at the time, went and picked him up and transported him to the Kentucky Horse Park. And they stopped at our farm on the way down there, and we have a famous photo in my family that is just Ramblin' Willie's butt standing in a trailer, because they were too nervous to even take him off the trailer at the farm to show him off. So we just took a picture of his hind end standing in the trailer.
Visiting with Amy Hall, a track representative from Northfield Park. Now, Amy, let's get the small talk over with. We've got the small talk over with. Let's get into the nuts and bolts of what I wanted to talk to you about, and that is the fun of winter racing.
And
this has been a really tough winter, by the way.
You know what it's reminded me of, and I had to go back through because it comes up on my Facebook every now and then. The polar vortex. And
yes.
That was 10 years ago. It was 2015. And I want to use it again. You know, it's rotten, just absolutely rotten. But what I try to tell people, it's winter to me is actually harder on humans than it is the horses. Now, to me, in the summer, the heat is harder on the horses than it is the humans. But right now, I'll take a horse like to, we've got a wheel merry-go-round, they call it a walker equisizer. They want to get down and roll in the snow. They could care less that it's 20 below, as long as you've got water into them. And, you know, water and plenty of hay, and they're happy as can be. And keeping water buckets free of ice, you know, if you've got a barn that freezes, it's not fun. And especially, I'm 57 years old. I don't know how much longer I want to keep picking up those icy water buckets. They are not fun.
More with Amy Holler after this on Off to the Races, back in a flash.
It's known as the Great American Harness Race, the Little Brown Jug, and it's held right here in Delaware, Ohio. Why? Because Ohio is the heartland of harness racing. In Ohio, the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association keeps things running smoothly and is here to make sure that harness racing remains strong. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. Join us and keep Ohio as the driving force of harness racing. Call 800-353-6442, the OHHA.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse-safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio, on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
And you've got Off to the Races. Mike Bozich, my 96.7 FM, WDLR and AM 1270. It is time for the second part of the two-part interview with the track representative from Northfield Park, Amy Holler. Let's listen. Amy, I know there's kind of some different protocols that racetracks go through, that horsemen go through on a night. Like, I'll give you a good example. Tuesday night, it was 5 degrees at Northfield Park. And I know, you see the shortened post parade. You see horses coming right from the paddock to, you know, the post parade and then pretty much right to the gate. Can you explain some of the protocols and some of the safety measures that are taken to, you know, not only, protect the equine athlete, but protect the horsemen and horsewomen as well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Last night was kind of a variation of all kinds of weather. Between the frigid temperatures, then we had a pop-up snow squall that came through and dumped probably an inch and a half at least of snow in less than 20 minutes. It was just unreal. And we wanted to keep the races going, but on a safe surface to race over. And you can look at the times of the race to see that it did make up for a slicker track. Yeah, when it comes to that, trainers will have varying opinions on how much, corks to put on their horses, the borium, I guess I should say. And some trainers don't like to use it at all. But if you're racing in Northeast Ohio, I really think you do need to have a few dots of borium on your horse's shoes. As a safety factor. And of course, you know, like people think that it might sore them up a little bit, you know, take it off in March, but you know, just knowing what my husband does, he gets it on in November, puts it on in November, and you know, and we get to March with it on. Other than that, our racing commission kind of has a guideline we go by. If the wind chill is negative 20, we would cancel. And last night, I think at post time, we were with a wind chill like negative 10. So, I mean, we were getting up there, but my niece, Jessica McCallan, was racing up last night, and I thought last night was brutal, very cold. And she ends up telling me, well, I think it was colder last week when I was up here. So, people have different opinions on how the weather affects them. But if you kind of, you know, like I tell people, if we go by the guideline that the commission has given us in years past, negative 20 wind chill, we're gonna do everything we can to call the races and not send horses or human out there in it.
And I know a lot of, this kind of weather certainly can give, you know, track men and track maintenance personnel some headaches. What are some of the, and I get this question all the time, and to be quite honest with you, listen, I'm stuck up in an announcer's booth. I use my voice, so that's pretty much it. But what are some of the things that, you know, the track personnel does to try to keep ahead or keep the track in shape for, this weather like this?
Well, You know, especially up here with us, we can go, we can get snow. I mean, in the snap of a finger, we can get, and not know it, you know, because we're in the snow belt, we could get absolutely nothing. And there would be 2 feet dropping a few miles from the track. So our track crew has to constantly be up on the weather forecast. They have to do that. We try to, if we were getting a large amount of snow, we try to keep our main track closed. We have a front and back track. So the main track, we try to keep it closed and keep snow on it and take it off at the last minute before racing. It's kind of like an insulation to keep ice from going down into it. This winter, I think that's going to be very difficult. I really foresee a bunch of thawing issues in the spring that we're going to have. You know, when it's a rainy mixture, especially, we ask them to keep the track as tight and hard as possible until the last minute, you know, to not put much cushion on it so that the ice doesn't develop deep into it. But the ice wall, there's been years in the past where it's down, I mean, a good foot. We've had it down at least a foot before. And it's difficult to deal with. Our track crew, they're pretty good with us. They can get aggravated with us. We get aggravated with them. My track director, Brian Loney, he works really well with a couple of the guys, and he keeps them. Yeah, it's open communication, you know, and that's all kind of one of the things we've asked is just try. They may not make the right decisions. We may not, as horsemen, you know, ask for the right things to be done. And if it is, it's on us. You know, if we screw it up, we screw it up. It's very rare, though. People think that, one time I heard Northfield never cancels. Well, we do have to cancel. We don't like to, especially with people shipping in. It's a huge expense for people to have to ship in to the track. Once we get them there, we're going to do everything we possibly can to get them raced. But we would never, ever force anyone to go out on that racetrack if they don't feel safe doing it. Either putting them, a driver putting themselves out there, a trainer putting a horse out there, you're never forced. And we have, you know, I can go to the judges and talk to them and say, we've got this, this, and this issue tonight. Will you guys allow weather scratches? They've never told me no. You know, they've always said, yep, we can do that. And I don't believe people take advantage of it for their own benefit. You know, of course, somebody might every now and then. But I think overall, if somebody feels comfortable going out there on a nasty night, they're going to go out there. And, you know, whenever these nasty nights come, I spend the entire evening watching races and just with my guts clenched, hoping nothing happens. And unfortunately, in harness racing, it's a dangerous sport, whether the conditions are perfect or not. And we, you know, we've all always got that in the back of our minds.
Yeah, certainly. And, you know, and even, and I know you guys make every, you know, every effort to race. And, you know, listen, it shows in the handle. There's been quite a few nights over the last couple of years where, you know, listen, if you want to make a bet on a harness racing track because everybody else has canceled, Northfield Park's your place. And, you know, the handle's been quite lucrative on those type of nights.
Yeah, actually, last night, so we had nasty weather last night. We did have several scratches. We had short post parades because it was so cold. They were basically coming out, turning, going to the gate. We still did 1.2 million last night. And of course, I'm going to throw that up to our racing executive, Dave Bianconi, one day when he's arguing with me about keeping the drivers out there for too long. Of course, Dave would say if we could have post paraded longer, we would have done 1.5. But on short parades last night, on a Tuesday night, doing 1.2 million was pretty darn good.
Well, listen, when you guys have that discussion, please put a microphone in the middle and let's air that live on the radio program, because I guarantee you that will be one of our best-rated shows.
Oh, absolutely. I just wish Dave would let me tape him all the time when him and I are arguing about something or discussing. I should say we're discussing something.
All right.
Well, no reality show.
Amy, listen, hey, we certainly appreciate you joining us. Best of luck. I know it's a grind in the wintertime, but you guys make it happen, and we certainly appreciate you joining us here today.
Thank you. Appreciate your support.
All right. That was the voice of the track representative of Northfield Park, Amy Holler. And a heck of a job they do in the winter meet, putting on some good racing action despite the weather. And as Amy alluded to, you know, the safety of the harness horse is paramount. And it is at all of our parimutuel tracks and fairs here in the state of Ohio. And, you know, as Amy was alluding to, that they do take precautions, a lot of precautions to make sure that the horsemen, horsewomen, and the horses, the equine athletes, come back in good fashion. And like Amy said, you know, the horses, they like the cold weather. It really doesn't bother them all that much. You know, actually the extreme heat bothers them more than the cooler temperatures. But it was a good education experience today, educational experience here on the program here tonight. Today, we certainly appreciate everybody joining us. Don't forget, these fine folks make this show possible. They include the OHHA, our good friends at the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association, Breed in Ohio, Buy in Ohio, Race in Ohio, and Win in Ohio. Also brought to you by our good friends at the Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. They have got caring down to a science. Of course, our good friends at Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet and Drive-Thru Feed Store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. Well, listen, we certainly appreciate each and every one of you joining us at our new start time here this morning, 9 a.m. That's what we can expect going forward, 9 a.m. start times on Saturday. Don't forget, if you got any questions at all, any comments on the program, what you'd like to see on the program, make sure you shoot me an email at m_bozich@yahoo.com. We'll see you next Saturday morning with a first post of 9 a.m. So long, everybody. Have a great week.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse-safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio, on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you could be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650. 3650.